Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, and as you've been hearing in the news and indeed at the beginning of the programme, two people have died after a bus struck a number of parked cars, hit a pedestrian in County Cork this afternoon. The driver of the bus, a man in his 50s, was pronounced dead at the scene, and the pedestrian, believed to be a local man in his 60s, was also pronounced dead at the scene. In a statement I have to hand, Bus Éireann extends the deepest sympathies of the entire company to the family and friends of the two people who died in a serious collision in Monkstown, Cork, one of them being a long-standing and greatly valued employee based at the Capwell depot. This is a very tragic event, the statement says. It's a terrible and sad day for everyone at Bus Éireann, and we are all heavy-hearted, according to the Chief Executive Officer, Stephen Kent. Our thoughts, he says, are with the families and community affected by this loss, and we'd like to sincerely thank the emergency service for all their work and assistance today, and our own employees who responded at the scene. Now, students will be back on campus next month under new plans announced today by third level colleges, but they say limits may apply to the number attending classes at any one session. Now, this should come as good news to third level students after what's been a difficult year for many with online learning last year. I'm joined now by Professor Ciarán O'Hogarty, Chair of the Irish University Association and President of NUI Galway. Ciarán, good evening to you, and thank you for joining me on Drive Time. I've been reading about maximum on-site presence being back in this plan for getting students back on campus. Will lectures be back as normal from September or October?
Well, I think we're planning in the context of public health advice, and it'll be contingent on that. But yes, we're planning. There's a proposed minimum and maximum activities, and within that, we're hoping that we can plan for larger lectures with some modifications around capacity, moving some of the larger lectures to remote learning, adjustments to the timetable to reduce the overall population, and having the continuing public health measures in place. So it's contingent on those, but particularly what we're saying today is three things. One, government and public policy has confirmed again that third level education, further and higher education, is essential. Secondly, we know the importance for students and staff of being back on campus. And thirdly, the context of the vaccination programme is particularly important in that regard. So they're the three pillars that will, a lot else comes from, and the activities, including large-scale lectures, will depend on progress in that context and public health advice at the time.
And it's great to see so many young people getting the vaccine and others who hadn't got their appointments showing up at the walk-in clinics in the last few days. You can see, I'm sure you've heard it as well from your students in NUI Galway and other your colleagues across other colleges. They want to get back. But you did mention larger lectures would incorporate remote learning there. So the Zoom lectures will be here to stay, will they?
Well, we've learned a lot, I think, from this year about what works and what doesn't. And we know for sure that students want to be on campus. And we've also learned a lot, I think, about technology and the use of technology and what that provides. But the intention is, and what we're saying today is, that the plan is that we would move to those maximum proposed activities. We did have another statement in June which laid this out, that we would move as much as possible to that maximum activity in September and as we come into the first semester.
And what is a maximum level, I wonder? How many people might you put in a lecture hall?
Well, and that depends on the context. So it depends on the size of the lecture hall, clearly, but also things like ventilation, access and egress. One of the things we're looking at, for example, is the timing of lectures and whether they'd be shorter to allow, first of all, that students aren't sitting and staff aren't in the same room for too long a period. But secondly, to allow access and egress, because it's a lot of our concern is around the context as well, both inside and outside the classroom. So that will be we're planning for that maximum scale, but certainly that students should have at the minimum level that we're looking at laboratory teaching, as we did this year, classroom-based teaching, tutorials, workshops, smaller lectures, research, all of those activities being on campus, and libraries being open again to a greater extent than they were this year.
And a lot of the lab work would have gone ahead over last year as well, because I suppose it had to in some very hands-on practical science subjects. But students who aren't in those type of courses, be it studying the arts or law or languages or whatever, they want to be in college too. I mean, will they get that access?
Yes, yeah, so that's our plan, and that's what we're announcing today, and we're determined to put in place the context which will allow that. And that's an important point to make as well, that this is not a reopening of universities in the sense that we were open through the year, and since March 2020, we have been open, and a lot of activities, including lab work and research, went on campus. So this is, again, rolling out to a broader set of students the expectation that they would be back on campus in classrooms, but also for other on-campus non-education activities, sports, clubs and societies. And again, all of this, what we're saying today is we're planning for this in the context of the public health advice, and we will operate in line with prevailing public health advice for all of these activities, both in and outside the classroom.
Is it your hope that most third level students would have been offered their COVID vaccine by the time the college term commences in mid or late September? Or will that have an impact on your decision making around who can return and when?
Yeah, and the sense we're getting is that students will be offered the vaccine, and all students coming back will be offered. And we're encouraging students, urging them to take the vaccine offered as soon as possible, because if we're thinking about an early to mid-September start, it depends on the institution and as IUA members, the time is now, if you like, to take the vaccination and the vaccine. So we're really encouraging our students.
Right.
It changes the context entirely to have a large proportion, if not all, our students vaccinated. And we're really keen and are very, it's very good to see the numbers, the enthusiasm of our students to be vaccinated as we see it currently.
I know.
And we would like that to continue, and we encourage our students and staff to take up the offer of a vaccination.
It won't be a matter of only the vaccinated getting into lectures, though.
No, and okay. The minister has said that. That's again a public health
and
public policy decision. Healthcare settings different, but okay. University settings, it's not planned to have that level of that we're not planning to exclude students not vaccinated. But clearly, it makes a difference to have to be vaccinated.
Just a couple
not
of things I want to ask
just
you briefly,
for yourself, but for others around you.
Apologies, Professor O'Hogarty. Just I have reported on antigen testing and the great work you've been doing yourselves at NUI Galway and other colleges on some of these pilot projects previously, and Minister Harris would have pointed that as the way forward for returning to campus life. Will there be COVID testing on site?
Yes, so we've had COVID testing on campus in most, if not all, of our institutions during this year, but also we are currently testing antigen and PCR tests. So there are various platforms, NUI Galway, UCC, UCD and Trinity, testing those, and we're asking students and staff to sign up for those currently. So that will be part of the overall architecture, a very important part of it as well. And again, we'll be cooperating with the HSE and taking the public health advice as is at the time in that regard.
And finally, can I ask you, and I'm sure we'll be talking about this, I hope, as well, closer to the return to term time, but parents out there will be listening this evening, and indeed their students, wondering, should they bother booking accommodation for their students on college campuses, in the local cities this year? Many didn't. Many are worried about losing their money. What would you say to them now this evening?
Yeah, and I think it's important to note in that context that IUA members, universities, did give back and refund monies that were paid towards accommodation this year when students had to vacate that accommodation. We worked with the private providers similarly, and this year the context has changed, the legal context has changed, first of all around the length of time that one books ahead. And similarly, if there are changes to the public health advice this year, we would expect to do the same. In other words, that we would refund deposits where necessary, where public health tells us that the context has changed. So I would encourage students. We saw this year the importance of being on campus, and the best laid plans, as we know, change. But there is a level of flexibility in the context of accommodation, which we would hope to put in place this year as well. But to plan on that basis, to plan on the basis that there will be a return to campus and greater activity on campus this year than last.
Let's hope.
And
there
many,
is.
Many students and many, many staff members are keen on that, and okay. We'd like to accommodate that within the context of public
advice. Yeah, I know so
advice.
Many who'd be looking forward to that. Thank you for joining me, Professor Kieran O'Hogarty, there, Chairperson of the Irish University Association and President of NUI.